it would be really unfortunate for you to miss out on the opportunities that can be had from social media because you're worried that someone might say something. You know what? Come.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and I want to talk to you today about getting started. Getting started with what? Well, anything really, but right now I'm kind of looking at you movement professionals out there, my PTs especially, and getting started with something like social media. The past two longer episodes that I've done were all about social media, kind of how to grow a following and, you know, start creating a presence. So if you want some information there, check out episodes, 28 and 30. I'll link them in the show notes. But today I just want to talk about getting started. And I'm going to try and keep this brief. You know, I have a penchant for gab. But the basic premise here is simple. Just do something. I know it can be a little bit scary thinking about starting, you know, doing something on social media and putting yourself out there. And the number one thing that I hear from people is, I don't think I have anything unique to say. Well, reference my very first episode of this podcast where I discussed the fact that there is a reason that there are 57 different kinds of salsa on the shelf. Right? Something out there for everyone. I heard a really good quote the other day, something along the lines of, there are no unique messages. Excuse me. There are no unique messages, only unique messengers. One more time for the folks in the back. There are no unique messages, only unique messengers. And that's something that really resonated with me. Like, you know, people are worried about the content and I don't have anything new to say. Guess what? Neither does anybody else. But you put it out there, you put your spin on it, you make it yours. And that's one of the things that's going to be so important is that you look to make the content yours. Not that you're claiming ownership and that you invented something, no, but you put your spin on it, that you put your flavor on it. And that is why someone is going to listen. That's why it's going to resonate with someone. That is the reason that someone will choose to, you know, follow you and read your posts as opposed to the person down the road. Or, I mean, it's social media. Maybe they follow you both, right? Abundance. So if you're worried about starting something like social media, and if your biggest concern is, I don't have anything interesting or new to say, just be you. Be uniquely you. That in and of itself is and will be interesting to someone. Additionally, the second thing that I hear people talk about is they're worried about trolls. Now, there's nothing I can say that's going to, you know, ultimately defend you from the trolls and protect you from them, but I will say that we receive what we put out, right? We are, or we attract what we are, not what we want. One more time, we attract what we are, not what we want. You put good stuff out there, you put positivity out there, you know, you don't speak with these crazy absolutes, you lead with light, and it's amazing what comes back to you. You know, I can count on one hand the number of times I've been quote-unquote trolled in, you know, whatever, the past 4 years that I've been doing social media. And I think a large part of that is because I don't come at things, you know, saying, I'm the best, this is the only way to do it, your way is wrong. Nah, just saying, hey, here's my take on things, here's how I'm living my life, hope you enjoy yours. That's all. So I get that fear, but it would be really unfortunate for you to miss out on the opportunities that can be had from social media, right? I'll always sing the praises of social media. And it would be really sad for you to miss out on those because of fear, right? Because you're worried that someone might say something. You know what? Fuck them, right? Ignore that. Move forward. Take the leap. I think that part of it, too, is that we kind of self-sabotage and we're scared that we might fail. And so we kind of create these stories of, oh, I don't have anything unique to say, or, oh, someone might say something bad because we're worried we might fail. hey, guess what? You might. Your stuff may not take off. You might not blow up and become the next internet sensation. Very few people do. And that's okay. You got to ask yourself, why am I looking to put this stuff out there in the first place? Am I looking to connect with people? Am I looking to just have a voice? I know for me, it actually served as a really good tool to refine how I teach, and because it really makes you make sure that you know the material, right? If you're going to put stuff out there, it's good to be able to respond to any questions that people may have. Don't let that stop you where it's like, oh, there's someone might ask me a question. I'm not going to know it. I shouldn't put anything out. But it really does make you put stuff out in a way that's digestible. And also that you're like, yeah, I do know this and I can explain this and I could engage in a productive dialogue with someone, not an argument, but a productive dialogue with someone. So take home message today, just get started. Right? It's amazing what happens when you get over that activation energy, right? Science nerd alert there, right? When you get past that and you just get that ball rolling and the opportunities that start presenting themselves, right? Go as far as you can see. And when you get there, you'll see farther. It really does become this kind of, you know, pick your own adventure as you start doing these new projects, right? You may think you know where it's going to go, and trust me, it probably won't go in that direction, right? Just get started. I wanted to shout out a few people who have just gotten started, and I'm so proud of them. Matt Longfellow, he just started his practice. Jamie Moore just took a huge leap. I'm so proud of that dude. Ashley and Jeremy Nordman, they are so close to taking the leap. I think they're actually coming out to visit me. I'm pumped about this. So pumped. You heard them actually on the IKN review episode talking about launching some new stuff, and they are right on the cusp. And last but not least, my girl Tracy. I just taught her last week in Toronto, and we had a long discussion about starting social media. And that's actually what prompted me to record this episode. The next day, she did her post. It was of me. Thank you. Oh, honestly, Tracy, I'm so proud of you. Right? Just get started. So I'm going to do something a little bit different. I want to do a call to interaction as opposed to a call to action. Right? I want to hear from you. I want you guys to shoot me an email, right? Shantae@themovementmaestro.com. Right? So my name, Shante, at themovementmaestro, M-A-E-S-T-R-O.com. And let me know what is stopping you from starting whatever project it is that you want to be starting. Whether it's you want to start social media, you want to start a website, you want to start a business, I don't know. You want to start running a marathon, I don't know. Whatever it is, I want to hear from you because I want to help you. So let me know what it is, what is the main problem, the biggest obstacle, what is stopping you from starting? Let me be a pusher. Right, you guys have all seen that meme. It's like my favorite meme. I'm a pusher. Let me be a pusher. So hit me up, Shantae@themovementmaestro.com, and let me know what's stopping you. All right, that's enough for me, guys. As always, I appreciate you endlessly. I know you could be spending your time doing anything else, and you chose to listen to me. So thank you a million times over. Until next time, friends, Maestro out.